Hello and welcome into From the Diamond with Grant McCauley on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live from the Kia Studios on a Monday night. As the clock counting down to opening day is under 72 hours now, and the Atlanta Braves will get their season started against the San Diego Padres on Thursday afternoon. With that in mind, we've got to continue our previews with a second spring training special designed to help you get to know the Atlanta Braves pitching staff. You're going to hear from several key members of that group, and I have a visit with Braves general manager Alex Anthopoulos on deck as well, so a lot to get to on the show. Before we get started, though, I want to remind you, as always, you can find From the Diamond wherever you get your podcasts or on the Odyssey app, so make sure you subscribe and follow along there. You can also find me on social media on most platforms at Grant McCauley, and if you need links to anything I've got going on as far as my Braves and baseball coverage all season long, and goodness knows there's a lot to keep up with, FromTheDiamond.com is a great place to do that. You can find all the links on that top navigational bar. With all of that plugging out of the way, let's plug in to what the Braves have going on in the pitching department in the 2025 season. Coming off a year in which Atlanta boasted one of the best pitching staffs in all of baseball and somehow did all of that without a prohibitive Cy Young favorite in Spencer Strider, you would not be alone if you have big expectations for what this group will do this year. Of course, Max Fried and Charlie Morton are gone, but Strider's on his way back, and speaking of the Cy Young, Chris Sale took that home, the first of his illustrious career, doing so in his first year in a Braves uniform. That was just one of the many highlights for this pitching staff. Not only was it Chris Sale, but Reynaldo Lopez, a longtime reliever, turned starter, and it turned out to be a pretty good decision for him and the Braves. An all-star campaign for him, and rookie Spencer Schwellenbach, I think, took Atlanta by storm and may have established himself as one of the better right-handers in the National League in very short order. He has quite an encore ahead for him in 2025 to keep that thing going, and we'll hear from Spencer Schwellenbach just a little bit later on in the show. But I think we have to start with Sale and with Strider. Strider, Atlanta's opening day starter a year ago, will be on a minor league rehab assignment looking to rejoin the club perhaps as soon as mid-April. That is certainly encouraging, but Strider was not the factor in 2024 that many people expected him to be, and instead, it was Sale who had a renaissance season and reestablished himself at the age of 35. Sale went 18-3 with a 2.38 ERA and 225 strikeouts across 177 and two-thirds innings, winning the Triple Crown and a Gold Glove while making his first All-Star team since 2018. All of those accolades, well, really the performance that resulted in those accolades, have led Atlanta to name him as their opening day starter in 2025. The expectations are big for Sale, they're big for the Braves pitching staff, and on this edition of From the Diamond, we will dive into all of the reasons why. But I wanted to start by hearing from the man himself. One of the great things I think about Chris Sale, in addition to his pitch ability, the physical side of his game, is the mental side of it. And he has a career, it runs all the highs and the lows that you could possibly imagine. One of the greatest strikeout pitchers we may ever see, and so that's the successful side. And then there's the overcoming obstacle side, which was a 4, if not 5 year stint worth of injury. You had to wonder, and I'm sure Chris Sale had to wonder, am I ever going to be able to get healthy and get back on track? He was able to answer that question a year ago, and in so doing, I think that there was a lot of curiosity about what he was thinking throughout. I mean, he knows what success looks like, but he hadn't been able to have it consistently in quite a while, so the mindset had to be very important for Chris Sale, and I loved how he described how he approached every single start, every single opportunity he got to be on the mound in 2024.
I really tried my best not to get wrapped up, and just when you think you're out of it, you're right back in it. And right when you think you got it, it's gone. So for me, especially just going through what I had been through in the past, how easily you can show up but how easily you can be gone is kind of the way I was looking at it. So if I had a good start, all right, I got work to do for the next 4 days, and then I pitch again on that fifth day. And if I didn't have a good start, it's like, okay, well, I got work to do for the next 4 days, and I got to pitch on that fifth day. So again, I just try not to get too high or too low. It's just, if you pitch good, you still got work to do. And if you pitch like crap, you still got work to do. You got people expecting, you know, things from you, and you have a job to do on this team. You have a role. So I try not to get too wrapped up in any of the good or the bad. Just once the season was over, I was able to kind of look back and reflect and, you know, look at things through a different lens. But while you're in it, it's probably not the best idea to do that.
In his first year with the Atlanta Braves, Chris Sale and company got a lot thrown at them. He was definitely one of the highlights, and unfortunately, injuries were a huge story. Even Chris Sale at the end had to deal with back spasms that had him sidelined at an inopportune time for this club. But Despite everything that was at the Atlanta Braves a year ago, Chris Sale was impressed by the overall attitude that this team displayed and believes that the reasons why they were able to push through and find their way into October.
There's really no waiver. There's no, backing down. They're as good as anybody I've ever, seen or any team I've ever been on. There's a lot of stuff that went on last year, a lot of adversity, a lot of injuries, and the vibe never really changed. No one ever about it. There was no fingers or feeling down. It was just kind of, all right, hey, this is what happens. This is kind of the game, next man up. And, everybody that filled in did exactly what we needed them to do. So, Tate with a full strength squad is going to be special.
Well, health and full strength, those are just a couple of ways to be described for as much of this season as possible, if we're being honest. But with those two things, it's going to come some expectations. So what does Chris Sale believe the expectations should be for Braves in 2025? I'll let him tell you.
What was it last year? We had the best odds to win the World Series or second best odds or something like that. And we basically have the same team. So, nothing really changes on our end. We got guys that can hit a bunch of homers, and we got a bunch of guys that can keep runs off the board. And that's, at the end of it, that's the name of the game. I feel like our defense was unbelievable, too. So, all those things together, and, God willing, we got good health. I like our chances as much.
Well, the Braves' chances are certainly good. If you look at any of the prognosticators out there, as far as projections are concerned, they're still one of the top five teams in baseball, and that's if you're being conservative. And in a lot of cases, you'll see the Dodgers at the top of that list. And not far under that, you'll see the Atlanta Braves. The reasons for that, obvious. This is a club core, but it's not a club that was without question marks. A lot of those that were kind of opened up in 2024 and obviously took their toll on this club a year ago in the form of injuries. They haven't been able to do injury bullets in spring training either. They had a couple of scares with Austin Riley, with Jerickson Profar. They have lost Sean Murphy to start the year, and that opens up the door for Drake Baldwin, a young catcher, to get an opportunity much earlier than I think anybody could have anticipated. Well, injury is still going to be a story this year. We just don't know how big of a character it's going to be. Let's just hope it's not as recurring as it was a year ago. Putting that aside, the Atlanta Braves have a very impressive pitching staff. They have lost some key members of that in Max Fried and Charlie Morton in the rotation, in Joe Jimenez, who was injured, and A.J. Minter, who departed as a free agent to join the New York Mets, no less, over there. That also creates some opportunity. The return of Spencer Strider, the biggest stories in 2025, it already is. If you watched how he looked in spring training in a couple of weeks, the Braves are going to be very excited to get him back and put him in a rotation that includes Chris Sale, that includes Wellenbach, that includes Reynaldo Lopez, and at least is going to include a couple of other arms. One I want to key in on right now, and that is veteran journeyman Grant Holmes, who spent 10 years in the minor leagues his way to finally realize his dream and got to do it with a team he grew up watching, no less. Grant Holmes, what he did a year ago was impressive, and the way he did it was also impressive. He debuted in the middle of June, probably the 26th man on the roster, just somebody to help give them some. What he did from that point forward really opened a lot of eyes. Holmes, a season ago, as you look at his numbers, a 3.56 ERA in 26 outings, seven of those ended up coming in the starting rotation, 68 and a third innings, and he threw strikes, only 15 walks and 70 strikeouts. He was just one of those stories you can't account for when the team arrives in spring training. You need these stories to come up over the course of a long season, and Grant Holmes was certainly a great one. I don't think anything exemplified his ability to just take the ball and give the Braves what they need than when he was given about 30 minutes notice in game number 162 that he's going to be starting, and what for the Braves? Getting into the postseason, no less. And all he did was go out and dominate and give the Braves that opportunity to at least get into October and roll the dice to see what they could do. We all know how that story ended as far as 2024 is concerned. Let's put that behind us for now. But looking forward for 2025 for Grant Holmes, after a decade in the minor leagues, he came to spring training in a totally different situation. And I caught up with the Braves righty to talk about that.
Here with Braves pitcher Grant Holmes at spring training. I know about a year ago, this had to be a completely different feeling than it is this year, as you've had the winter to kind of look back at what 2024 was for you. How excited are you to be back, and welcome your first year in the major leagues?
Whirlwind of a year, Great year. It was a lot of things to take away from it, Just trying to build on what I did last year and make it better. There's always room for improvement, and I feel like I got a few things, dialed in this offseason, so hopefully, it'll translate to the field.
Baseball gives us a lot of unique stories for you. It was a long road to get to the major leagues and to do so for a team that you grew up watching as well. Now you get to build on that. As you went into the winter and looked for those ways to improve, what was kind of on your list and what have you kind of brought into whatever the opportunity is going to be for you this year? I know you'll be happy to do whatever they ask of you, but a chance to start at least here in spring training to begin with.
It's mostly just fine-tuning some things. Wasn't nothing really big, you know, small mechanical things that, you know, will let me start, go deeper into games, you know, and stuff like that. You know, just working on some, you know, fine-tuning some pitches, making them better. Like I always do every offseason, just work on, you know, command. So nothing super big, just, you know, just trying to make my, you know, legs a little stronger so they can stay under me a little bit longer this year. So it was a pretty productive all season. I feel like it flew by, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, excited to be back.
Well, the starting rotation is going to look a little bit different, obviously, with the departures of Max Fried and with Charlie Morton, but I don't need to tell you, the Braves have long valued pitching as kind of the bedrock of their foundation of the winning that they're capable of doing. And with those departures comes those opportunities as you compete for a spot in the starting rotation. Kind of what's your mindset?
You know, it's just one day at a time, you know. Just enjoying it. I guess I feel like it's my first big league spring training where it's, you know, like I kind of have an idea of what they want from me instead of, you know, coming in non-roster invitee or like a, you know, first or second year 40 man where, you know, you're 90% chance you're going to be on that first cut. So it's a pretty good feeling, you know, just coming in and staying healthy, getting some decent workload in, and just be ready for the year.
Yeah, let me zoom out the 30,000 foot view. You mentioned stay healthy. I think if there's anything the 2025 Atlanta Braves would love to do, it is stay healthy. I think that as you look at the rest of the league, you look at the rest of the National League East, obviously teams are out there making moves and getting better. A lot of the group here is coming back from a year ago. Do you see the potential in this clubhouse and, of course, the belief that if healthy, this is still one of the best clubs in baseball?
Oh, absolutely, you know. You know, with the Acuña coming back, you know, Strider coming back, I mean, two really good baseball players, you know. And with what we did last year with all the injuries, you know, it's that should tell you a lot. So adding those guys back, it's only going to make it better. Of course, you know, it's just staying healthy, like you said. And it's stay on the field and, you know, it's just win, try to win.
Pretty universal. Staying healthy, absolutely, getting the chance to win. Grant Holmes, appreciate your time. Good luck this spring, and talk to you soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Humble and unassuming are a couple of ways you could describe Grant Holmes. When he's on the mound, though, there's nothing unassuming about it. He's a guy that could really play a role on the Braves pitching staff in 2025. What exactly that role is, we're all going to find out together, but he has earned the opportunity to start here in the early portion of the year, and we'll see what he's able to do with that, and of course, what the Braves pitching staff looks like as the year rolls on. Getting Spencer Strider back is going to create a bit of a numbers game, but if you'll remember, last year, the Braves were routinely using a sixth starting pitcher to give extra rest to Chris Sale and Ronaldo Lopez. They benefited from that. Could Spencer Strider benefit from that this year? Something to keep in mind for not only Grant Holmes, but also A.J. Smith-Shawver, the Braves' young fireballer who should get opportunities this year as well. So a great visit with Grant Holmes, but we have much more to get to in this edition of From the Diamond, our spring training special number two, as we look at the Braves pitching staff. And I had a chance down at Northport to catch up with the man who has been assembling all the pieces for the Atlanta Braves since taking the job prior to the 2018 season. He, of course, is the president of baseball operations and general manager for the club, Alex Anthopoulos. And you will hear from him next on From the Diamond with Grant McCauley on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.